3. Jump in the fire. As the winter of 1982 surrendered to the spring of 1983, a rash of Xeroxed yellow and black posters began appearing on the lampposts, casting long shadows outside the strip clubs and shebeens of San Francisco's Broadway district. The posters served notice of a forthcoming show on March 5th at The Stone, a 3-band lineup unified under the billing The Night of the Banging Head. In truth, the promoters could have saved themselves the effort of manufacturing hype. For the members of the Bay Area's metal fraternity, this event had long since been penciled into their diaries as the occasion of Cliff Burton's keenly awaited debut outing as a member of Metallica. As arcs of bucking feedback brought Metallica's traditional set opener Hit the Lights to its conclusion on that warm spring evening, James Hetfield peered through a fog of smoke and dry ice into a club packed tight with familiar faces. Brian Liu and Bill Hale stood stage front with their cameras. Ron Quintana held court at the bar, while Rich Birch, Toby Rage, and Exodus's faithful Slay team prowled the periphery of the pit, cracking heads with impunity.
"How you doing?" inquired Hetfield with a smile. "We're ready to fucking kill!"
Indifferent to the ways of the music scene of Los Angeles, on stage at an intimate club, the logic behind Cliff Burton's insistence on joining Metallica only if the group came to him rather than vice versa was clear for all to see, and at the closest quarters at that. Burton looked like a man not just born to appear on stage, but born to appear on stage as a member of Metallica. The bass player's charismatic authority, even regality, beggaring belief that this was the first time he had stepped on stage with his new bandmates. This sight was met with equal emphasis by the few hundred people gathered to see the band perform. As with the animalistic roar that greets the end of Ace of Spades on No Sleep Till Hammersmith, the sound from the people gathered in The Stone that March evening was informed not so much by adulation as by an energy that was reckless and emphatic. In 1982, Lars Ulrich would tell interviewers that in Los Angeles, Metallica were the right band in the wrong city. Now ensconced in the city by the bay, this evidently was no longer the case. Writing in Metal Mania issue 10, Liu was barely able to contain himself in his attempts to describe both the evening in question.